The FFSB have really just increased my confidence in, making sure I keep going out there, networking, keep making things happen, and offering opportunities which wouldn't necessarily be there unless you're a member. And it's been amazing just to have the support from them to get me on my road. I want my business to be a massive success, but it's going to take me time because of health and well-being, and obviously I have to manage my rare neurological condition, and it's having to balance another egg into what life is always trying to do with the chicken and the egg scenario. What do you go for first? So they really just make it clearer for me to be able to just go on the journey and have that clarity that can give me the steps forward that anytime I need them, they're right there. It's brilliant.
The Think Self-Employed campaign is really there to show the highs and lows of people that are self-employed. It's making up a huge percentage of the UK economy, and it's just really frustrating because it's unnoticed by the government, even though there's many of us that are self-employed that have sort of really asked the government to actually listen to us. That it's tough times. It's hard to get a mortgage, it's hard to make a standpoint for a business. Startup businesses are getting more attention, but it's the in-between. Where do we go? And there's lots that the government could be doing, but they're not. So the Think Self-Employed is just to show the awareness of how many of us out there go through the highs and lows. Let's cross fingers that this becomes something that's going to be noticed in November when all this comes to an end. And let's hope that we can, as a collective, make a massive difference. And I would love it this time next year if they made it easier so that I would be able to get a mortgage and get on the ladder. It's a big goal for me because it gives me security, which will also help my mental well-being. Yeah, so it's a win-win. Just I'm crossing fingers it's going to be noticed.